Good morning. It was revealed to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, through the prophet Daniel, that in the latter days the God of heaven would set up a kingdom that should not be destroyed, a kingdom that would not be left to other people as the kingdoms of Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome have been. Let us turn to Daniel 2:44. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. But Daniel himself had a vision of the rise and fall of these great monarchies, and this is recorded for us in Daniel 7, verses 1 through 7, in the vision of the beast. After viewing these nations until their dominion was taken away, Daniel states in Daniel 7:13-14, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion, and glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. This person, like the Son of Man, had given unto him dominion, glory, and a kingdom. There is no difficulty in seeing that the individual whom Daniel saw receiving these high honors was our own Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We should be able to see a connection between the prophecy of Daniel and the parable which Jesus spoke to some who thought the kingdom should immediately appear. We find this recorded in Luke 19:11. And as they heard these things, and added, and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. And also let us read the 12th verse. And he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. Now the certain nobleman denotes Jesus, who was born to be king, the far country, the heavens into which he ascended, and where he will remain until the time of restitution of all things. The kingdom that Daniel saw given unto him, Jesus Christ, and which the Lord God has promised to give him at his coming again in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, when he shall sit upon the throne of his glory, and shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing. This kingdom, we all know that Jesus is speaking of, is himself in this parable, and that he teaches in it that he is to have a royal dignity upon his return. John the Baptist announced the approach of heaven's king and declared that he was then in the midst of the people, and he would be known to the people of Israel. Jesus and his apostles taught the Jewish nation that the kingdom of heaven had come nigh unto them, and that they were to repent. Jesus illustrated the nature of the kingdom many times, speaking in parables, and declared who should and who should not enter into it. Let's turn to Matthew 5:3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verses 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And 20. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. And he also stated on various occasions that the Son of Man would administer the affairs of the kingdom of God, to reward his servants and to punish his enemies. He also claimed the kingdom as his own, and promised the apostles that they would eat and drink at his table in his kingdom, as reported for us in Luke 22. Verses 29 and 30. And I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on the thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And when Jesus was before Pilate, and accused by the Jews of making himself king, he did not deny the accusation. Let us read in John 18. Verses 36 and 37. Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into this world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Now there may be some that would take the words of Jesus in a wrong manner when he states that his kingdom is not of this world. And they might say that it is somewhere else. More popularly, that it is in heaven. However, this is not correct. Literally, he said, My kingdom is not of this cosmos. Cosmos, meaning a word which means order, arrangement, or constitution of things. His kingdom will not be of the order of things which prevailed in Judea at that time, but his kingdom will be arranged according to the heavenly constitution of things. We are told that the angel Gabriel told Mary, He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And we know that the Father did acknowledge him before witnesses that he was his son. And we find this where the dove came down out of heaven and landed upon his shoulder when he was baptized. And we know that the mighty works that he performed and gave proof of his messiahship. The Apostle Paul says in Romans 1 and 4, And declared to be Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Also in Hebrews 1:1-2. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. And of his greatness, Hebrews 1, 6 and 9. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten unto the world, he saith, And let all angels of God worship him. And the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. We might now look at the kingdom that Jesus will someday possess. We have already seen the universal dominion will be given unto him, that all honors will be given unto him, but as yet we have not looked into his right and title to all this glory. Luke 1, 32 and 33. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. This should show us without any doubt that the kingdom that Jesus will possess will be the kingdom of David, that the throne which he will occupy will be the throne of David, that the subjects of his kingdom will be everlasting, and that he is the legitimate heir and the son of David. In order to understand the importance of this matter, we must refer to the covenant which God made with David, for this covenant was an everlasting covenant. And we find an example recorded in 2 Samuel 7. Verses 12 through 16. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thine kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. Let us turn now to Psalms 89. Verses 3 and 4. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. In 34 and 37. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. It shall be established forever as the moon and its faithful witnesses in heaven. Psalms 132, verse 11. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. Let us turn now to the example in Jeremiah, 33rd chapter. Verses 20 and 21. Thus saith the Lord, if ye can break my covenant of the day, and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be a day and a night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. This covenant requires, then, that the heir to the throne of David be the type of person and a character that God approves of. We find this specified in the words of David, as recorded for us in 2 Samuel 23. Verses 3 through 5. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And he shall be as the light of the morning, when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure, for this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. David could look forward to the time when such a righteous king would occupy his throne, who shall judge the poor people, save the children of the needy, and break in pieces the oppressor. A king in whose days the righteous shall flourish, a king who shall have universal dominion, and before whom all kings shall bow, and a king who shall live forever, and in whom all men shall be blessed. History bears us out that the natural sons of David did not walk in the steps of their father. Even Solomon, the great King Solomon, the immediate successor of David, sinned grievously against the Lord, and the house of David became corrupt. God frequently warned them about their wickedness and what it would cause and what it would bring, and we find this recorded in Jeremiah 21. Verses 11 and 12. And touching the house of the king of Judah, say, Hear ye the word of the Lord. O house of David, thus saith the Lord, Execute judgment in the morning, and deliver him that is spoiled out of thy hand, out of the hand of the oppressor, lest my fury go out like fire, and burn none that can quench it, because the evil of your doing. And because they repented not, but rather increased in wickedness, the Lord deprived them of their kingdom and overthrew it. And we find Ezekiel telling Zedekiah, the last of Judah's kings, in Ezekiel 21. Verses 25-27. And thou, profane wicked prince of Israel, whose day is come, when iniquity shall have an end. Thus saith the Lord God, Remove the diadem and take off the crown. This shall not be the same. Exalt him that is low and abase him that is high. And I will overturn it, and it shall be no more, until he come whose right it is, and I will give it to him. This dreadful downfall was prophetically seen by the psalmist. It's recorded in Psalms 89. Verses 38-39. But thou hast cast off and abhorred, thou hast been wroth with thine anointed. Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant, thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. And the 44th states, Thou hast made his glory to cease and cast his throne down to the ground. Let's turn now to Hosea 3. Verses 4 and 5. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without a teraphim. Afterward shall the children of Israel return, and seek the Lord their God, and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. One stamp has been taken towards this turnaround in the Jewish nation. We've seen this happen in the last few years. And this step is the return to the return of the Jews to their land. Israel rejected Christ in his days on earth, but they will be glad to accept him in the latter days. Christ's genealogy proves sonship through both his mother and through Joseph. He is styled the son of David. He is styled the son of David many times in the Gospel. Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, inspired by the Holy Spirit, designates Jesus as the Messiah, long desired by the Jewish nation. Let's turn to Luke 1. Verses 68 and 69. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Paul sets down before us in Romans 11, 26 and 27. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Sion the deliverer, and shall turn away from ungodliness. Turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. Jesus himself in Revelation 22nd chapter. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Isaiah records in chapter 11. Verse 10. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people, to which shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. These scriptures prove that Jesus was the natural seed of Jesse. In scripture, Jesus tells us that he has the key of David. Again, let us turn to Isaiah 22. Verse, and the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. The word key, according to Dr. Thomas, signifies authority or government. This is evident from what we find in Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to order it, and to reestablish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. We see that it is evident that Jesus is the one who bears the key of David and who will exercise the authority thereof. And Jesus declared before his ascension that all power is given unto him in heaven and earth.